You have to invest in your business, folks. You really do. One of the top investments we make at InDetail is going to market. It really, truly is. And I'm not just saying this because Tammy's my guest today, because y'all know I don't blow smoke and I don't do things like that. And I have said this for many, many years.
Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Join host Cheryl and Liz, the visionary and integrator balancing all the moving parts of a full-service interior design firm. Get ready for a wild ride as they challenge the norms, challenge the industry, and challenge you with damn good truths about what success looks like today. Now your hosts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Damn Good Designer Podcast. Liz is here with me today and also a special guest, and we are super happy that you are here also. Okay, we are going to start off our High Point Market series of talks and things that we want to really, really emphasize for this April market. I'm so excited about going this market. Of course, I'm always very excited about going, so I don't even know why that's something different, but I am particularly excited this trip. We're taking several people from the shop and everything. So we're going to kick this off today, though, by welcoming the president and CEO of High Point Market Authority to the podcast. And I'm going to introduce you to Tammy Nagum. Okay. Had to work on that a little bit to figure out how to say her last name, but it's actually just like it. It's just like it reads. So, yeah. You know, go figure that.
Great job, Cheryl. Yeah. Great job.
Yeah. I'm trying. Tammy, just a little background about her. She was named president and CEO in 2023. So she is new to this role, but not to the High Point Market Authority, right, Tammy? I mean, you were the COO before that. And I think I read in your bio since 2001. Is that right?
Yeah, I started in January of 2002. So yeah, it's been about 22 years. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Tell us a little bit, just really briefly, you know, because it's probably, you know, not as exciting as some of the other things we're going to talk about, but what tell us about the High Point Market Authority, because this will be my 28th, I think. Is it 28th or 29th market trip? And it took me a while to figure out what really High Point Market Authority does and like all the different players. So can you give us a little rundown on that?
Absolutely. The High Point Market Authority is the overall sponsor of the show. So what does that mean? That means that our job is really to handle the overall coordination of both the marketing, logistics, and guest experience at market. So our market is a little different in that it takes place in an entire downtown. It's 13 blocks of show space and 11.5 million square feet. For those of you who are challenged in measurement, that's about 201 football fields, if you ever wanted to know how much home furnishings is here. But because it takes place all over this downtown in 180 buildings, it takes this coordinating body who our job is really just to make sure that everybody's working together and that as a designer, when you all visit our show, that it feels like a coordinated, all moving in the same direction event. And that's really our job. We are a non-charitable, non-profit organization. I don't know anything about leasing space or running a building, but I know a lot about marketing and buses and concerts and porta-johns. How's that?
Okay. All very, very important things.
Very important. Yeah. Very important. Right. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. And also the educational programming. And as you said, the entertaining events. And I heard, because I haven't had a chance to look at my magazines that are sitting on my coffee table right now, by the way, at home, that the Goo Goo Dolls are playing this market in April too, right?
Yes. Goo Goo Dolls will be with us on Sunday of market. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah, I know where I will be Sunday. I think it was actually Stephanie who's going with us that told me about that because I haven't. I said, I don't want to hear anything yet because I like to go through my books. You know, when I get the books, I don't let anybody else touch them. I'm kind of psycho about it. And I take them home. I put them there. And it's like, okay, when I have a minute, I'm going to go through these lovingly, you know, and all that. And look at all the fun stuff that is going to be there and all that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm like a little kid when it goes to market. You know, it's funny because when we stay in different places every time, and we come across though like this, the one part coming from, gosh, I don't even know what side because I am one of those directionally challenged individuals, but coming from the the far, like, see, not from the downtown part, but the other area. I don't know which way that would be, but you come down and you go down like a little, a road that's just a slight hill. And then you see like all yeah. of that, you know, all of, like, you just see it all before you. And I'm like so excited. Yes. And we get there Friday. So we're there early for everything and, you know, yeah. like, you know, poking our nose and all that and trying to maybe have a few appointments before that. And, you know, Tammy, the funniest thing too is that every time we bring somebody new from mm-hmm. our shop and last market, we brought everybody but Liz, because
oh, I love yeah, it. Liz, yeah.
Liz is having a baby, so she's you know, using that as an excuse to stay and actually hold the everything together. But right. I loved it. I love seeing it through new people's eyes.
Yes.
Because you just no
yes.
matter how much you describe High Point and market and everything, it's almost impossible to really make people understand, if they've never been there before, exactly yes. what they're about to experience, don't you think?
Absolutely. We say that all the time, that you really, it's very hard even to communicate through a website or through a webinar or all the things we do for first timers. You know, we have a customer service team that we call our market advisors. Every time you call our office, our phone is answered by a live person who loves High Point, I love to say. And so we make 3 calls to every new buyer who is coming to market.
That's
the first
great.
Is to get you qualified and make sure we have the right pass on you. The second is to help you plan for that. So talk to you about hotels and booking airlines and all that it takes to get ready to come here. And the last call is to say, have you downloaded the app? Have you looked at the maps? Do you have appointments and all those things to just ensure that buyer is as prepared as they can be for this, because it's not like a usual trade show. It's, as you said, you sort of have to experience it. So we feel a high level of responsibility to give you as much of that education as we can before you put boots on the ground. But once you're here, you really start to understand why we put so much work into pre-gaming for market.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like a well-oiled machine. And I will say, too, before we get into this first question I wanted to ask you about, I will say that we the only market that we've missed is the one where we didn't have it during the pandemic.
Yes.
That's the only one I've missed of, you know, in all these
yeah.
all these years and what 28, 29, you know, markets. And I will say I went to the next one just to give a clap to the hand, because I'm assuming that HPMA is one who's
yeah.
involved in this. But the one we went right. after that, where everything was, I mean, there was nothing left unto her. I mean, I could not believe how much, like, every time you there was somebody opening the door for you, so you didn't have to touch the door, and there was
yeah.
people wiping down the escalators, and there was it was
yeah. We took your temperature as soon as
amazing.
You got off the bus. Yes, yes, we took 3,000 temperatures a day. We actually worked with our governor's office to be able to have a safe market and figure out what we needed to do, because you were right, like, the industry needed a market. I mean, everyone was selling product like crazy, and you needed to come see your vendors. I mean, your customers were wanting to know where their product was and all those things. So we felt,
it
you know,
great.
Canceling that market was a really hard decision. It was only the second market canceled ever in the 116-year history, and the first one was for World War II. So we felt a
wow.
strong responsibility yeah. to have another market and to make it safe. So I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah, it really was. So I hand it to your team, especially if you're
yeah.
the COO then dealing
yes.
with it. I think I either wrote about it or I talked about it somewhere. I don't remember where. It might have been on a podcast. Who knows? You know, like, I have to have an index for my own things, because
right.
I'm like, I don't know who I said this to or that to, but it was a big deal to me because I thought it was handled so well for as many people and as many areas that you had to protect and make sure that people
yeah.
felt comfortable and all of that. I felt safer there, and we actually drove that year from Pensacola to High Point, so it was a little bit of an experience for us just doing that. But I will say that it was really done well. So your team, you know, it was pretty amazing with all of that. But,
thank you.
Anyway, okay, let's get into a couple of things here. One of the things that's really important to me, and I think that your team had mentioned this also, Tammy, is that I, in my coaching endeavors, I make a very big deal about encouraging designers to go to High Point at least once a year.
Yes.
you can't always afford to go twice a year, but at least once a year. And even when people, you know, talk about other markets, I and there's nothing against other markets. I think, hey, go as many as you can. If you can afford to go to all of them. But it's very different when I'm talking about High Point, you know, because it's just so important, I think, that the people that go to this, and it's an opportunity to learn about the products you're specifying, and hopefully you're selling those products too, if you're listening to me, because I want you to make profit and to make money and all that sort of thing. It's a business coach, not trying to teach people how to design or things like that. So that's all real important. But talk to me a little bit about how the Market Authority really optimizes this experience for designers, you know, specifically. And then from your perspective, you know, why do you think, I mean, obviously it's important for you for designers to attend, but what is, you know, really just tell us honestly, like what, you know, not just the marketing, you know, 101 type part of it, but really what is it that you think in your perspective is important for designers to attend?
I think you hit the nail on the head, Cheryl, when you talked about the business piece of this. And our team works hard to make sure that there's a good balance. And I think that balance word is meaningful to us because I want to make sure you are seeing great product and that you're finding what you need for your customer, but that you're also seeing the people. This is where you find your tribe. This is where you network. This is where you find the next big idea. So yes, it's product, but it's also people, and it's tradition. It's like, this is like old home week. This is coming home. And this is where the industry lives. Yeah. We have been here for 116 years, but I also think this is where you find the most forward thinking people in the industry. And so there's the balance between those things. There's what you find in the showrooms and the great things that our exhibitors do to make this a great event for designers and for retailers, but it's also the market as a whole and the experience that we hope we provide. You are exactly right. It's business, but it's also fun. And so it's balancing those two things, I think, that makes people come back market after market. We hope every 6 months, but you're right. If you can't get here April and October, to really make sure you see us once a year, because this is where the industry lives, that as folks who are steeped in this, this is where you need to be. And it's for your business as well as for the product and what you need for your customer.
Yeah, very, very true. And I, you know, while I do encourage, you know, designers always to be able to go and meet vendors and see the products and all that, I also think it's important for designers to understand that monetary equation and to also realize that just because you're a designer, and this might apply to maybe somebody who's new or getting into it or whatever, but it doesn't mean you're automatically going to get the same pricing as retailers. I mean, I'm a retailer too. Right. And I have huge investments in products and lines. Yes. But I think that it's in it, and I think it's important to put more eggs in fewer baskets to be more important as, you know, to a vendor, you know, certainly.
Yes.
You can't always have a business that you can go super deep with every single, you know, line. But, I think too, that I feel like that designers need to be good partners to a vendor. You know, they need to get to know the line very well and they need to represent it to their clients. You know, we've had great success with our key vendors by being a partner with them. And it's like, you know, it goes both ways. You know, it's a win-win. I mean, they're there when we need them, but we're also representing their product very well to our clients and to our retail customers and all of that. And I think that it's a lot of times, sometimes I will hear on my end of the world and coaching and having a group, you know, on Facebook and that sort of thing. And then just kind of, you know, got my ear to the ground, so to speak, is that I don't think there's sometimes an attitude of like, well, we're not getting the best pricing for so-and-so. I'm like, well, what are you doing for them too? You know, I mean, this is a business to business situation. This isn't business to consumer. So it's things like understanding receiving, understanding claims and whatnot, you know, and all of that, how that's handled. And all of that's so important. And I think, you know, Liz handles or oversees, I should say, she doesn't really handle it, but she's the boss of logistics, you know, in my firm. Mm-hmm. And and all of that. And we see sometimes a disconnect with designers on that. And so I think that it's not just about going. I mean, I love the fun part too. Believe you me, I love the parties and doing all of that. Although I prioritize the parties when I'm like, we're going to go see that showroom when they have a party, because then we can grab a glass of wine and walk around and see things, you know, at the same time, you know, that kind of deal, because I'm busy and I plan my calendar, you know, that way. But I do think it's important. And I think that this is something that sometimes people newer to the industry or newer to selling product don't always understand, that you really do need to be a good partner with that vendor and make it a win-win, but also go in there and ask those questions. Boy, I put my reps through the ringer. You know, I mean, I'm like, okay, what's going on with this? Why is that like that? What is going on here? Like, you know, I'm sitting on this and I'm not feeling it, you know, on this one, but this one over here is great. And just really, really learning that product, because I'm an old school salesperson. And to me, if you know the product, you can sell it.
Yes.
But if you don't know it, and how you get to know it is by going to market and to really learning.
Absolutely. You know? And that's what I was going to say. And that's what market affords designers, I feel like, is that this is where you find the relationships to do that. I mean, you're talking to your reps, but you're also seeing the vice president of sales or the president of the company or the guy that eight-way hand-tied that sofa. You get the story that goes with the product. And then as designers, that helps you partner with them, because you can then pass that story to your client, and they may fall in love with that line because of that story. And you're able to really see that when you are in a showroom where you can see the entire line, you can see how they're merchandising the product. It's going to look the best it can look in that High Point showroom. And that's one of the things I think our show brings, is here exhibitors can have enough real estate to show all those SKUs and to put it in the vignette that helps highlight that product better than anywhere else. And as designers, you can see that and then be able to talk to your customer about that and those, and really get the relationship to do that. I think you're absolutely right. It's a critical part of what market brings, and designers should really see that as part of their playbook while they're here.
Right. And I think that, you know, I know for our firm that it's like not even a question. You know, it's not even a question. They know that we have vetted our vendors out and that we stand behind them, and we make a very big deal. It's a big selling point. You know, it really is. And we know, like, you know, we work a lot with Vanguard, for example, and we know that line as well as most of the reps. We really do, because I've been selling it for a long time. And that is a huge selling point as a designer to handling products. So when people talk about like, well, I don't, you know, I don't have to compete with the internet and whatever, you know, it doesn't even come up with us. It really doesn't. I mean, we don't have issues like that. And I think it's because we understand it, and they know. They say, you know, it's like, well, yes, there's like 52 finishes or 60 finishes or whatever. My rep's going to die when he hears this. I don't know exactly how many finishes there are, but there's a lot. Let's just say there's a lot. You know, and every line that we work with is going to fit a different, you know, type of client, but we still put, you know, more eggs in, you know, fewer baskets overall, because we want to be important to that vendor and we want to develop a relationship. And then, you know, if we go outside of that line, that's okay. You know, I mean, it's okay to do that when we need to for a particular job. But I'll tell you, when I started, because I was doing renovations and kitchens and bathrooms, and primarily for the first 7 or 8 years of my career, and I've been in business for 23 straight. And it's I took a year to really go in and to understand what lines I really wanted to do. And I don't know that everyone always takes that kind of you know, level of detail, but for me, for me, it was very important. I really needed to really like get in bed, you know, with vendors that I felt represented our aesthetic, that I could work with. There's certain values and priorities that are important to me, you know, whether it's locally owned or whether it's a larger outfit or whatever. Some people don't care about that and some people do. You know, there's all those kinds of things that are good to know. But, and also to your point about meeting the higher ups. I love that. You know, I remember, you know, Brian introducing me to Andy Bray, and I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And I mean, you know, it's just so nice to be able to put that connection together when you're talking about other, even meeting other reps in other areas or whatever, because some reps might be like experts in a particular part of a really large line or something, and you get to talk to them. And, you know, and of course, you know, all of that is really, you know, the fun thing. So do you think, Tammy, that there's more and more vendors that are adapting to being more designer friendly? I mean, do you see more movement in that direction since you've been, you know, been there for so long and being able to see kind of, you know, the way things change and evolve and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I've been here so long, Cheryl, I remember the days that I would get calls from designers who said, you know, so-and-so showroom wouldn't let me in because I'm a designer. They're container only. And I will tell you, those calls are non-existent these days. I think those exhibitors who adopted the, we're going to figure out how to sell through to whoever wants to sell our product, those who adapted to that early are the ones who are still in the landscape today. And you see manufacturers making better decisions as it relates to that. Not only their selling processes have changed, they're educating their reps about how to work with designers and how that does differ from a retailer. Their showrooms are more experiential. I mean, you can walk around this market and see the conscious change. I'll give you a prime example is Hooker's new showroom, for example, I feel like is so much more experiential than it had been in the past. Mm-hmm. And a big part of their new profile is to sell to designers. And that's just one example of many. Also adding educational events that maybe have CEU credits attached to them or those sorts of things is an everyday occurrence now at market, whereas 20 years ago, that was the exception to the rule. So I do feel like A, designers are a lot more embraced, and I think B, are probably getting a lot more out of market because of it.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right. I think that's something that is changing. It really is changing. I mean, again, like I said, you know, I'm a realist. I don't blow smoke to anybody. I'm not a
yes.
Yeah. That's very important. And I think there's ways to capture, you know, your part of the market share when you're a designer.
Absolutely.
Again, I'm a business person first and foremost, and a designer second, right, and a retailer third, and you know, whatever I am, but the business part of it really makes a big difference to me. And when you can make it a win-win with you and your vendor, and the same thing with clients. I mean, we talk about this all the time. You know, we're providing a win-win with our clients so that the ideal situation is where each person thinks they're getting the better deal, right? You know, like when you get married or something, you think, wow, I'm so fortunate that my husband puts up with all my crap, or I'm so, you know, I've got the better deal here. And I think that's sort of the bar that we set, I mean, for things like that. I mean, don't you think, Liz, that's sort of the idea is to really, you know, is to embrace being, you know, a partner with this vendor and not so much just taking, you know, or looking for, you know, like best pricing or whatever. I mean, that's important, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of sort of our platform. No, it's okay. Both between the showroom and the firm, just being able to talk about, you know, earning someone's business and having that kind of connection with the vendors to be able to speak intelligibly about what they do and why they do it and to talk about market. I mean, again, we use that as a big motivator, especially right now when we're about to push into going there or we're just about to come back. It's always a good way to be able to kind of connect the dots for our clients and help them understand how we're staying relevant and in touch with all of those different aspects of what's happening in the industry. So I think it's a really important piece of the puzzle for sure.
Yeah, it's different in the sense it's business to business, but it's still the same, you know, and I didn't even think about that until we're just sitting here talking about it, to be honest with you, that because we do preach a lot about, you know, creating a win-win with your clients and that sort of thing, and that attitude. And it's not just words. It's really, you know, I'm very action oriented. So everything is, you know, how do you do that? Well, let me tell you, I can tell you exactly how you do that. But it's the same thing with vendors. You know, I can tell you exactly how you can impress a vendor and make them want to do business with you. And even if you're small, even if you're a small time, I will say it makes me think, and it's a vendor that is no longer around that left last year, but a big one. And the very first market I went to, I didn't know anything about anything. Okay. So I go there and I'm with a couple of my people and I'm walking and we're sashaying into this vendor and we're saying, okay, you know, it's like, here we go. We would like to see all your products, you know, and they're looking at me kind of funny. And this is how far things have changed, Tammy. And it was kind of an outskirts kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're going and they're looking at us like, oh my God, did you just ask to come into our showroom? I'm thinking, well, yes, as a matter of fact, I did, you know? And so they go in, they close the door, then they go in and there's like talking and we're kind of sitting there and I'm trying to look like I know what I'm doing in front of my team, right? Because, you know, I had been this first market I ever gone to and I had been selling sinks and faucets heretofore. So very different sell, right, by the way, than seeing vendors. And so finally, they come out and they're a little bit of an attitude and it's like, well, I guess we can walk you through. And we're like, well, no, that's okay. And then we went and stuffed our pockets full of all their brownies out in the waiting room and we exited stage left, you know, from this. And I'll never forget that experience because it was so different than the welcoming way that people, the vendors are now. And it really is important. And I think that High Point also, and again, I may have this wrong because I don't know who's in charge of some of the other hospitality in like IHFC. I don't know how all of that works, to be honest.
Right.
But what other ways does HPMA, what else do they do to really appeal to a designer to show that you value their attending market?
We journey map everything, Cheryl. I know you, like when we look at things from your perspective. And so when we make plans for market, we even have a title of one of our team members is Director of Guest Experience. And her job is to really think about things in terms of what the different segments of market need, how you move through, when you need your airport shuttles, when you're moving, when you're not, where you want to be. What kind of experience do you want when you get there? All those things are very deliberate and intentional in terms of making sure there's the right educational opportunities, making sure our keynotes are on point in terms of who you want to hear from and a good mix of that product and education and business and all those things together, down to, you know, you mentioned earlier in the segment, the Goo Goo Dolls, down to when we open the doors. You know, we open to those of you with buyer passes at 6:15, so you can get the best seats in the house. Everybody else at 6:30. Like, so all those things really,
awesome.
Yeah, all those things really go into how we plan for your visit here. And some of that also includes working with those exhibitors, those vendors, as you talked about, and making sure that they understand the importance of, for example, their online profile with us that's on our website and then also pushes through to our on-site app, that you all are getting the right information from that. The amount of times I've had conversations with exhibitors about, do you realize this is the image that designer is getting when they visit your profile? And how do we improve that? And the answer is not to go to our 170 categories and check all of them. I realize that you say you make game tables, but unless you really make a game table, and I don't mean a dining table that you can set a chess set on, that's not a game table. And nothing makes a designer more angry than if you're shopping for a specific client and you're looking for something, and you go to that category listing and you are then making your plan and you get to that showroom, you've taken your time, you've ridden the bus, you've done those things, and it's not what you thought it would be. And so how do we work with those exhibitors to make sure that designer's experience is good when they get here? And that's down to even what you check on your product listing.
So you're right. So you're their little, you know, keeping them on their toes and that sort of thing. You know, and I
we try.
Is there any other, Yeah. Is there, now I may catch you off guard with this because I didn't really think about this until a few minutes ago because I had gotten a, or an hour ago. So I had gotten a, something in email from Hinckley that has a new, a larger showroom. Is there anybody else that you can think of that has either some major moves, showrooms that you know about or anything? I know that that's, you're not in the real estate game with all of this, but I just thought I would ask if there's any, because that was a surprise to me that Hinckley now has a, you know, a much larger showroom.
A larger showroom. Yeah, Palachek is in a new space this time. Von Bassett is in a new space this time. I'm going to forget somebody I know better than to start rattling these off. Yeah. But we do have a section on our website where we just call it market news. So like, and that is the new and expanded. And we try to keep that updated as much as possible. But trying to get that information out is very important to us. But yeah, I'll absolutely. Trying to, yes, there
I'll,
is
I'll
a.
I'll check that and then I'll put it in one of the next, you know, things that we're doing. I'll go. So that way you don't have to offend anybody if you miss their name or something. I'll do it for you. Absolutely. And I'll go and look at that because I did not even know that there was something like that there. So, you know, the last question I think that I really have is thinking about the money. There's a lot of markets that compete for a travel budget. I mean, you know, what else? And I've obviously already tipped my hand because how I feel about you know, High Point is super important. And I have been talking about that for years. But do you, is there anything that you can offer that High Point Market Authority offers that really others do not, other than the fact it's an entire city full of luscious furniture and fabrics? I mean, what else? Is there anything I'm missing or something?
Well, I think a couple of things that we've talked about, but I think it is the fact that here the showrooms are larger and you can see more of the product offering and probably in the best light possible because of that larger showroom. And then I feel like just our organization's concentration on making sure that your market visit is as productive as possible. We know it's tough. We know because it is 101 football fields that, you know, you need to make the most of your time while you're here. So we hope that the work that we put into moving people around and providing things at the time you need them and the most efficient way possible, that when you return to your desk and you think about the ROI of coming to market, that's in the black. That this has been a good investment for you. And I think it is the fact that we have 2,000 exhibitors here from all over the world and just the breadth of product and product categories that you can see here. It's, you know, somebody said to me once, if you can't find it in High Point, it probably doesn't exist. And I think that is probably our number one selling proposition, but then I hope we're doing the things that we need to do to make sure that you're able to access as much of that as possible.
Yeah, I think so. And we actually found an international vendor there a couple of markets ago, right, Liz? That we were able. It was a little tricky, you know, when you're trying to deal with all the stuff going back and forth and everything. But it was really fun. And the funny thing is that I take like 40 million pictures and, you know, several battery backups and all of that. But it was from a photo. And I, of course, I'm totally escaping on the name right now. Liz might remember it. But it was a photo I had taken, you know, several markets beforehand. And then all of a sudden, for this particular product. And then we also just did it with another one, Liz, on Jason's, right? Another international vendor so these things, you know, can happen and you know, I mean, it's not impossible. Like I wouldn't discount anybody that you're like, oh, well, they don't, you know, they're not distributing in the States or whatever. Don't discount that because we really have great success with dealing with vendors that are outside. We've had several instances of that. And I do love, do you guys do the Go Anywhere buses? Is that,
we
is
do.
That
yeah.
HVMA or is that?
Yeah.
Somebody?
That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Love. And that is just really awesome. I don't think people remember that sometimes, especially when you're going out to a far flung vendor and you need that. The guys who drive them are just precious. I mean, they really are. I mean, I've never met anybody who is not just the sweetest thing, you know, that just so just very pleasant and all of that. So it's doing a good job on on the
hiring. And I think that too. That speaks to how our city feels about this market. I think that's the other thing that you ask about what makes this unique. I think because this is High Point's market, and those of us who live here, this means so much to us. Unlike other larger cities who may host trade shows, that they're just one of many who are there. This is, there's no one in our community who can't quote chapter and verse someone in their family that has something to do with this thing. And so it's so near and dear to us, from renting out their homes to driving a bus to I worked for a caterer twice a year, or you know, my family owns a restaurant, or all those things that really go into making this event happen. Our community takes such pride in that. And I think that's, you get a glimpse into that when you climb in a Go Anywhere and you get that person who's lived here their whole life and they want to tell you all about it, and who have, you know, wants to tell you how many markets they've driven that van. So I'm glad to hear you say that. We work very hard on that, making sure that folks feel welcome.
Yeah, it really does. It just does feel, and again, I'm a big proponent of going to as many markets as you can, but I go to them all. You know, I go to Dallas because my mom lives there, so I go there, but it does feel different. It just does. It is such an experience that I highly encourage anybody to be able to do this, because it's that important, you know, to your business. So anyway, thank you so much for your time, Tammy. I got to get into my damn good truth. And I know it's a crazy busy time for you right now. So this has been a real treat for us getting to talk to you about market. And even though, honestly, when we come there, I'm coming there to work, and I am really working. I'm going to have Stephanie reach out to you about, you know, some connections with some of those talks and whatnot too, so that I can get more involved in all of that. And you know, I'm not so head down. Everyone who knows me knows that, Cheryl, where are you going to be? Look, parties are great. I love parties, but only if we can shop at the same time, because this is very serious business for me. I've got clients and a retail store. Thank you so much for being here. And all right, you guys, we're going to, I really appreciate it. This is really a lot of fun. And, I like this. I like this guest thing. You know, you guys, you're more guests, because I really enjoy this. But here is our damn good truth for today. You have to invest in your business, folks. You really do. One of the top investments we make at In Detail is going to market. It really, truly is. And I'm not just saying this because Tammy's my guest today, because y'all know I don't blow smoke and I don't do things like that. And I have said this for many, many years. But we need to understand what we are selling. And I think it's the fact that I am a salesperson at heart, and that's where I came from, that I really feel that's how important it is to be able to go. I want to do training with vendors. We had some great training last time at Fabricut with our team. I left them and I went and had a cocktail somewhere, and they were doing training. It's great. We ask a million questions. We're going to sit on every sofa we can and many chairs. We're going to meet new vendors, and we're going to see a new product from our old vendors. This is part of what we sell when we are engaging a new client. We know the products we specify, and we are constantly up-leveling our knowledge base all the time. And we prioritize this, again, for our team too. All designers need to know this is an important part of the cost of doing business. So thanks, guys, for being here. We will see you next time. And if you want to meet me in real life, I would love to meet as many people as I can. We're going to be at Four Hands on Monday for some morning treats. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the word ma and mosa, but you know, it's going to be there. And I would love to meet as many people as we can Monday at Four Hands. I don't remember what day that is, so you guys will have to look it up on the High Point website. But thanks for being here. We so love it when you are giving us feedback and that sort of thing. So leave us a review if you like what you hear.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Until next time, stay bold, stay inspired, and keep embracing your bag girl spirit. If you've enjoyed today's show, head over to join the community at damngooddesigner.com to continue the conversation and sign up for our newsletter.